federal judge in Detroit is weighing whether to deport a Muslim cleric whose charity group allegedly funded terrorists. The government says he's a threat to national security. Quinn Kleinfelder reports from member station WDET in Detroit.
Last December, the government detained Rabia Haddad for overstaying his tourist visa, which expired in 1999. That same month, federal authorities froze the assets of Haddad's Global Relief Foundation on grounds that it funneled money and other aid for terrorism. The government wants to deport Haddad to his native Lebanon and his wife and family to Kuwait. Outside a courtroom, Haddad's wife, Salma al-Rushied, says it's a charge that she still struggles to comprehend.
I can't believe the time came where I am dictated where I should live and where I should go. I was born a free woman. My mother gave birth to me as a free woman. I have not done anything wrong. I chose to come here. I want to live here. And I haven't done anything wrong, and my head is up high.
But U.S. attorneys counter that Haddad's offenses go far beyond merely violating his visa. In court documents, the government charges that Haddad's alleged support of terrorism makes him a threat to national security. Justice Department spokesperson Jorge Martinez says the cleric should even be denied bond while awaiting the outcome of deportation proceedings on grounds that he travels extensively overseas and is therefore a flight risk.
Haddad has presented evasive and inconsistent testimony regarding his financial resources, sources of income or support, his employment with the Global Relief Foundation, and his travels overseas.
Haddad has never been charged as a terrorist, but last week the government designated his Global Relief Foundation as a global terrorist organization because they allege that in the 1980s the group worked with a precursor of Al-Qaeda. Haddad's attorney, Ashraf Nubani, says his client was in Afghanistan during that time, but only to guide relief efforts.
It was the service offices of the people who were helping the Afghan struggle against Soviet occupation, and literally tens of thousands of people passed through those areas, humanitarian aid workers, both Muslim and non-Muslim, and that's all it was. I think it's just a matter of revisionist history that we look at things from a lens of September 11th.
The government has presented much of what it calls its most damning evidence against Haddad in hearings closed to the public in order to avoid revealing classified documents. But another of Haddad's attorneys, Noel Sala, argues that the government is simply trying to hide a weak case against his client while still influencing public opinion.
They need to show that they're making, quote, progress, close quote, in the war on terrorism. They also want to send a message that to the extent that Islamic charities might be intentionally or unintentionally involved in anything, we're out to watch you.
An immigration judge will decide whether or not to deport Haddad and his family within a few weeks. A ruling on his request for bond is expected later today. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.